What's going on, family? What's going down? What's shaking? This is Jonathan Soul for DAP FM, the home of people-powered music. I have the pleasure of talking to an independent artist in the hip-hop genre by the name of M.O.C. We want to get to know him, and one of the reasons why we're interviewing him now is because he actually won a music contest on DAP FM, DAP.FM, for June 2025. And so we want to kind of get into a little bit of his history, try to see where his mind is in terms of music and that sort of thing. So welcome, brother M.O.C.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Now, what does M.O.C. stand for?
M.O.C. stands for Mistake of Color. And I grew up in predominantly white institutions my whole life. And to kind of counterbalance this, my parents would put me in programs and camps with kids who looked more like me, but I didn't fit in there, and I definitely didn't fit into the like white schools I was going to. So I really felt like a mistake of color. And then when I moved to Raleigh, I was literally like the only full black kid in my class, and I was like, okay, I just gotta embrace this. Like, I can either keep, you know, running from it, or I can just embrace it and accept it as an identity. And that's what I've been doing. But it's like I'm kind of in like a transition, a transitory phase of my career where it's like I want to move away from that name. So I'm going to kill the MOC persona and reincarnate it.
Okay.
And I said the name last time, but don't say the name.
We're gonna
hold off on the name. Don't say it.
All right. So it sounds like you're falling away from the MOC persona. And,
yes, sir.
So the name of the song that we have on DAP FM is Falling Away. So can you talk a little bit about that song, how it came about?
Yeah, Falling Away is an esoteric hip-hop song. It is has strong connections to the idea of falling, of like the fall in the story of Genesis, with, you know, the serpent, Adam and Eve. And I kind of took that allegory, but in a way which makes most sense to me, where essentially my thoughts on the fall is that it's almost like we become self-aware. And when you become self-aware, two things are established, the outside and then you, your perception. So you slip into duality. So in this sense, it's like I'm falling away from my identity, my old identity, which is why I entered hip hop and transitioning into this new one, where before I was doing it artists, I was always doing it artists out of identity, but it wasn't really my identity. I wasn't focused on learning who I was. I was kind of escaping life through music. And so now it's like I'm fully embracing the identity of an artist, of living it and of understanding. So I'm falling towards that. So essentially you could think of it of like, you know, it's like a pyramid and you climb that pyramid, but the image is inverted. So it's kind of like the pyramid, which would be here, is on like the ceiling, like the top half of the image. And then in the apex of it is another pyramid on the bottom. So it's like I'm falling from like that pyramid, but I'm entering a new one, you know, and that new one is more grounded in this reality.
I mean, it just sounds like growth. You know what I mean? I mean, you're a young man in your 20s, and that's the kind of things that we go to. But when an artist does it, you know, they can kind of express it in a way that the common folk like myself can't do. When it comes to your music, what kind of styles have influenced you? Like,
rock, metal. I want to say trap metal influenced my career very early on.
There's a thing called trap metal?
Yeah, bro. You know XXXTentacion?
Nope.
Okay. He's kind of like the pioneer for it, and one of his friends, Denzel Curry. I got into it through this dude named Zilla Kami. And Zilla Kami is part of a band called City Morgue. So it's kind of like Ozzy and like how he was part of now Black Sabbath.
I know
Sabbath.
Ozzy. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So I got it through Zillikami, and that's like where my whole sound for Death to Democracy was developed. Like my friend put me onto Zillikami, and I was like, "Yo, I was so inspired. I was like, I have to make something like this. Like this is just too good." And so it was like rock and rock and hip hop.
Okay.
Like early on, and now it's like as I'm delving and like listening to more genres. Like I just listened to like a Dolly Parton record the other day. Like I try to listen to like a album a day. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm getting influenced by so many other genres, but it's just helped me to perfect the sound of hip hop even more, because it's like it's again it's matching that transitory phase, and it's really matching like the age of Aquarius that we're entering into.
Okay. It's interesting. It's interesting you mentioned all of these different genres. When I was in college, I got introduced to death metal. You know what I mean? I got introduced to thrash stuff. So at first, I couldn't hear the melody. But then after a while, because my neighbor across the hallway kept playing it, you know, I could start to hear it, and then I could start to see, you know, kind of a thing. So, yes, yeah, that's an interesting gumbo in terms of influences. Yeah. So when you write a song, what comes first, like the lyrics or the melody or just the concept? Like, how does it work with you?
It's definitely always different. I will say, now it's like I'm not writing 16 bars anymore. I'm literally just writing until the song finishes. So like the last two songs I wrote, they were it's just like no chorus, like no hook in it, like it's just straight rapping. But it's like with those, the beat, I heard it and then I was like, okay, this will suffice, like this will get me straight for today, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the beat draws me in, and then once I just start writing, it's like I can just keep going and going and going. But it's like if I keep going and going and going, I kind of need to take a break. So sometimes I'll just like, it'll just be like, you know, just like sip something or like cook up something, you know, on like just staying creative essentially. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like a flow state of like creativity. So beat, lyrics. But sometimes if I'm doing just like acapella, I'll just do, that's just like words. And sometimes I'll kind of like think of like a rhythm and like a melody in my head, which is kind of why I want to start getting into producing also, because that'll help me to just express myself even more, you know? And it's like, it's for the most part, that melody, man, like if it's like, if it, dude, like, yeah, dude, it's, I'm just going to say, be straight. I would just say like the melody, honestly, like the beat, like, hip hop right now, especially, is like 80% production. Like, I'm bringing at least 50% to the table. Like, so off that alone, like I'm doing like 30% more than like what everybody else is doing. And it's like off rip, it's going to be much more like, I'm trying to think of like how to explain it, but essentially what I'm saying is like I'm not getting carried, you know. Okay. I'm like always matching the energy. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it just helps me to create better. Okay. So it's like, yeah, it just constantly changes.
Okay. You've been recording for how long?
Recording like I'll say 4 years. I'll say I've really been doing this for like 5, but I just took like a year where it was just like just straight writing, because it was like, wait, I don't really, I'm not comfortable. Well, it's like when you go to like record your first song and then you hear yourself back, you're like, wait, I sound like that. So low-key kind of like scarred me, and I was like, okay, I need to take a break and like need to really develop it, gotta fight it. So it's like, even when I wasn't recording, I was recording, like, but it was like just for me, like I was just trying to hear it from my sound. Mm-hmm. And once I got comfortable with that, then I was like, okay, I don't care what the world thinks, because I'm comfortable with this, you know.
Okay. What kind of ideas and concepts will people hear listening to your music?
religion and esotericism, because I grew up Catholic. You know, my mom, my family's still Catholic. And I grew up listening to like Lecrae and Annie Minio because my mom didn't want me listening to secular music. So it's like I grew up on it, but I really love Lecrae. Like, I think Lecrae is so underrated. He's top five for me. Like, Lecrae, dude, Lecrae is like a pioneer. He's a hip hop pioneer, dude. Okay. And like Andy Mineo, you know, KV, you know, 116, you know, like, dude, like I was really, really rocking with them. And you know, I still do. So it's like definitely like you're just going to hear that influence in it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to hear me talk about not so much the struggles of humanity, but I guess struggling with understanding your intent, because I believe that clear intent is better than good intent. And that has its own struggles in and of itself. So just like a lot of like philosophical stuff you're going to hear, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
like
so you're talking you're more about the inner world rather than the outer world.
Yes, yes, exactly. You.
That's what I got from listening to Fall Away. It sounded mad philosophical you. And you know, I didn't hear anything about Afghanistan or, you know, the economy. I just heard, you know, a person trying to do like almost like your own personal alchemy, you know what I mean? Trying to change some things.
And, oh, yo, dude, you know. I'm stealing that, bro. That is so fire.
You got it.
Yes, my own personal alchemy, bro. Mm-hmm. And even when I am talking about things more like political, like Death to Democracy, for example, like that whole record, it's saying death to democracy, but to is like the Spanish, so it's like to your democracy. So basically, it's like a big, like, fuck you to, like, capitalism and, like, the government, things like that. But it's done from, like, a narrative filmmaking point of view where I'm taking you kind of into the mind of the narrator who is, like, a soldier in one song, or maybe he's just, like, an avatar for, like, the rebellion, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, it's always sold from, like, a very, like close and intimate way, because I love indie films, and movies influence me far more than anything else. It's, like, I feel like I'm like a director in like a rapper's body, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, everything I do is going to be direction of some sort, you know?
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. I just saw, this is kind of related. I just saw Sinners, for the third time.
Sinners slaps.
And Ryan Coogler said that it was a Metallica song that kind of inspired him partly. I can't remember the name of the song, but yeah. I think the sound and the cinematic kind of go hand in hand, you know.
Dude. I think we're entering like a sound, like the sound era, you know, before because of like technology and like AI or like VFX and like, you know, like things like Transformers and stuff like that. That was like ushering in a new age of like the visual arts. I feel like people think AI is gonna like take away, you know, like create like images and like videos and stuff like that. But I think what's really going to be interesting is hearing what it can sound like what sounds it can create, because you could tell AI, you could like damn near like create like a whole like AI language and be like, make this sound like it's saying this sentence, but super muffled and super like conjured. And then like, it's like you listen to your like what, like you didn't even know that that's existing. So it's like almost like creating music.
I was listening to I guess it was a live stream of some producers, believe it or not, a filmmaker and now a game developer sent me the link. And it was basically saying how this one producer signed his first AI artist. And it was a
Timberland.
There you go. Timberland was that's the guy. Timberland. So what are your thoughts? What do you think about that?
I think that's just the future. I think AI artists is not going to be any different than like Sabrina Carpenter, you know, or like whatever. I think like Benson Boone, you know what I'm saying? Where it's just like generic pop music. It's not going to be a bad thing, but it is just going to be generic pop music, you know?
So
but
we're not going to have a Stevie Wonder or a Mos Def or somebody like that. Okay.
But if you do, the prompt artist will be like the Stevie Wonder or something. Like essentially think like it's like a Stephen Hawking who has like this like really insane voice and like these really cool raps, but you know, like he's limited. So that's where we'll get our next Stevie or like our next, you know, like somebody whose art alone is just going to transcend and elevate. the genre of music as a whole.
It could be. I like that. I think that's less doom and gloom, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe AI music could be like McDonald's. It's like, you
exactly.
know, nobody stopped cooking yes. because McDonald's sold a million burgers. It's just an alternative. Yes. Okay.
Yes. That's why it's like, dude, like, I feel like now is like the perfect time to become an artist, because as the corporations and stuff, you know, take a hold of it and start flooding it into the market, people are going to look for more authentic voices. Okay. And so, like, this is like a new, like, SoundCloud era that we're about to enter, you know?
Now, you've been recording for about 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. What hard learned lessons have you got to share with an artist just starting out now?
Bro, you know, like when you hear the come up stories of like the Travis Scotts or like the Dochies, and they're like, yeah, like I was crashing with my homie, I was staying at my homie's house for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? It's like you think that, you hear that, you're like, oh, you know, like his homie must have been like letting him, because like he saw like who he was, like he knew it was Travis Scott. But then it's like when you kind of like experience that, like that couch shop, and it's like time kind of it's almost like a slap in the face, where it's like, oh, these people don't like know who I am, like they don't see myself the same way that I see myself. So you're going to be tested, and the biggest test is going to be with your ego. It's going to say, are you doing this because this is who you are, because if you can't live any other way, or are you doing this because you want the acceptance of other people? Because if you want the acceptance of other people, don't become an artist, because that's why there's no like conservative art, because conservatism doesn't really go against the status quo.
Stop. Now that's heavy.
Yeah.
Go into that a little bit. That's kind of heavy. There's no conservative art.
Yes.
Let me
art in and of itself is rebellion.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest. I stole that quote from somebody.
That's fine. But you introduced this, so just, you see it as art is rebellion, okay?
Yes, and art, good art strikes. You know, like you think of I think it was like Jane Austen who wrote Little Women.
Okay.
Or like The Scarlet Letter, you know, like those came out like 1700s, 1800s, right? And it's like they were so like we understand like how powerful they are because it was so ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm.
Conservatism is basically it's being safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not wanting to go anywhere else but here, wants to cling on to the past. You know, that's why Trump's Make America Great Again. It's again, it's striking that nostalgia. It's bringing you back to the past. And then I mean, like, that's just all connected with all forms of entertainment. Everything's nostalgia, you know. First Class, these songs were just like a 90s sample, and they're just, you know, like remixing, like everything is nostalgia, everything's the past.
Mm-hmm.
But liberalism, it's free. And because it says, I'm so fed up with how we are living right now, I'm so fed up with this world, I have no other choice but to express my frustration, but to be rebellious. And so if you're in an environment which demands infinite happiness and joyfulness, and like, oh, you know, nothing's wrong, like, you know, like, stop paying attention to that, but you're in a finite you're in like a land where, like, you know, like resources and stuff are like finite, then it's like, obviously, like there's going to be a facade, and there's going to be a game that is instructed to be played, and the artist is going to say, I can't do that. So it's always going to be a lot more freeing, and they're going to be a lot more abstract, and like that's it's just always going to rub people who submitted to complacency the wrong way.
Okay. DAP FM is an online radio station, essentially, where a lot of indie artists can put their work up there if you guys listen to. And it's in the browser. It's a website, just dap.fm. And so that's where we found MOP's work. MOC's work and MOP. You know, the age catching up. But where else can they find you on social media, for example?
TikTok and Instagram, Mistake of Color. Threads. I'm active on Threads. Twitter, I think it's like Mistake of Color.
And your YouTube. Your YouTube channel is nice.
Yeah. I was about to flood that. Yeah, it's MOC Official. Say my name. That's right. Right on here. MOC Official. That is like, that's low-key like my journal. Like my YouTube channel is like, dude, like all of these social media apps are just like side quests at this point. Like it's like, I'm trying to find a way to, I'm developing my style, so I'm trying to like have it where it's like no matter what platform you're on, like you know it's me, you know what I'm saying?
So listen, brother, it's been a pleasure talking with you, man. Any words you want to share before we wrap up?
Stay blessed. Always believe in yourself. Never give up. And dude, like if you want to make it, bro, just change your perspective, man. Change your mindset. Like it's like, dude, like. I guess it's just, you know, more money, more problems, bro. It's like when you really are progressing towards something, you're going to get in positions that you would have prayed for before, but your perspective is going to be so fucked up from when you was praying, you know, that it's like, it it's really going to test you, you know what I'm saying? But it's like that ego thing, bro. You got to integrate your ego, bro. Like your ego is your motivation, but you got to understand like when where shadow work needs to be applied and done, and you really need to do it. So dude, like if you want to make it, bro, you just got to know thyself, bro. Just know thyself.
That's beautiful. All right, this has been MOC for DAP FM.